Blog Talk Radio.
I believe. That's all God want to hear us say. I believe. And watch what he does. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're truly happy to have each and every one of you all. I'm excited about the Word of God. I pray that you are excited about it as well. We're going to get going here and I don't know, I just, a couple of things I want to do here today. We're going to have a word of prayer. And after that, if anybody have anything on their heart from yesterday or last week or any time, we're going to allow that to go forth. And then we're going to go forth with the word. So at this time, I asked Pastor Bill. She's in Akron, Ohio. It should be so kind to give us a word of prayer.
Amen. Good afternoon, everyone. And thank you, Pastor, for that song. Amen. The scripture I'd like to share is coming from Psalm 91 and verse 11. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus. We give you glory and honor and praise, which all belongs to you. We're thankful, Father God, that we can come together and learn more of your word and how you want us to be as followers of Christ. Father God, we ask that you will bless those that are listening by internet and those who have called in, Father God. We're thankful for our pastor as he teaches this word. We ask that you will continue to bless him and watch over him and keep him, Father God, as he studies and share this word with us, Father God. And then help us to receive this word in our hearts, Father God. Lord, help us to meditate on your word day and night, as the scripture says, Father God, Be with all those that are sick and shut in, Father God. Your word says, by your stripes we're healed. Be with those who are bereaving going through. You said in your word, you will keep thee in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. So help us, Father God, no matter what we're facing, no matter what we're going through, trust you, Father God, because you tell us to trust you with all of our heart, not some of our heart, but all of our heart. And Father God, help us to stand on your word, stand on your promises as we go through trials and tribulations in our life. We bind up anything and everything that may try to come up against anyone on this broadcast, those that are listening by internet and our pastor, and we plead the blood of Jesus over us all, Father God. We give you thanks. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Pastor. Anyone have anything you'd like to share before we get going this week? Just press one, and we'll, you may have a word. Somebody may have a word today. I don't know. I just know I heard from a brother on yesterday, and he didn't realize all he had to do was just press one. I thought I said that enough. Obviously, I didn't, but press one. And anything you want to share, we'll let you share it according to the word of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But it's about you believing in the word of God. It's about you believing in scripture, man.
Yeah.
We're going to get, at some point in time, if you do, that's fine. And if not, we'll just continue to keep this going. But, you know, as I meditated, brothers and sisters, and I have to be honest with you, and I just don't come on here and think I know this and think I know that. I want God's direction. I truly want to God dwell, live in God's secret places. I want to live under the shadow of the Almighty. We talked about you should do that, but we didn't talk about how to do that.
All right.
So this week, we want to kind of focus on make the decision to abide in the secret places. Make the decision to abide in the secret places. And hopefully this week we'll talk about how important that is. See, I can tell you all day long, you should, but I need to be able to tell you how. So this week, hopefully, we're going to be able to tell you how you can abide in the secret places. There's a lot of people, they'll get in touch with God, but they don't live there. And we want you to live there. Always be there. That get rid of all the negativity. Trust me, brothers and sisters. What we're going to learn this week is that how that when the negativity comes, sometimes it can blow you. The negative emotion can get a foothold in our lives unless we learn how to stay on God's promises. Because that's what he wants us to do. He wants us to begin to speak the negative things and not the things of God. Mm. So we're going to start this. We have to live by faith. You have to. There's three things you're going to live by. That's faith, the word of God, and you're going to live in Christ. Now, we're going to deal with a lot of different things this week. But basically, that's what we want to do. And hopefully that's what we'll do this week is to show you how to. But you have to make the decision. Let me be clear with that. You have to make the decision.
Amen.
That you want to abide in his secret places. See, God ain't going to make you do that. That's all on you. So we're going to start with the 121st Psalm, first and second verses. And I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills,
yeah,
to my Jerusalem, from whence shall my help come. My help come from the Lord, who made heaven and earth.
Amen. From the Message Bible, I looked up to the mountains. Does my strength come from mountains? No, my strength comes from God, who made heaven and earth and mountains. Amen.
So you have to look to the Lord. Well, how do you look to the Lord? Well, first of all, I understand, brothers and sisters, that you look to the Lord by faith. For without faith, I'm going to tell you what the scriptures say. Give me a second here. I want to make sure you get this clear. It says, but. So forget about everything else. This is in Hebrews 11 and 6. Hebrews 11 and 6. But, so whatever I said before, don't worry about it. Here's where you need to focus at going forward. But without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. From the Message Bible. It's impossible to please God apart from faith. And why? Because anyone who wants to approach God must believe both that he exists and that he cares enough to respond to those who seek him. Amen.
We won't get into it, all of it, but your substance has to be faith. It has to be.
Amen.
Now, faith go beyond believing, and hopefully maybe this week we'll explain the difference. Faith has to be your substance. Well, what is faith? Faith is your substance. Well, what is your substance? Faith. Because people all day long can tell you faith is the substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. They can tell you that, but can they tell you what your substance is? Your substance is what you depend on. That's what you depend. If you got a job and you get a check, that's your substance. You depend on that to pay your lights, your mortgage, your car. That's your substance. If you're retired and you get a check to make sure that you survive every month, every third, fourth of the month, whenever it is. They drop that in your account or the mailman because that's your substance. You need that. You depend on that.
Amen.
So it is with faith. See, faith has to become your substance. And once that becomes your substance, because you got to remember now, faith is your substance, and those are the things you hope for. It's the evidence that's not seen. So you won't see it through the optical nerve. And I'll just fast forward a little bit because you all know that all the great that ever dealt with God, all the, I want to say Hall of Famers, but out of all the great people who ever dealt with God, here's what they had in common. They had faith. They all obtained faith.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they had in common.
Mm-hmm.
Even Jesus himself had to have faith. You know why? Because he is faith. He is faith. So faith is your substance. That's what you depend on. Matter of fact, the Bible says Jesus is the author and finisher of our faith. That's what he is. So when you got faith, not only do you have Jesus, but you have the Word. because the word is what you're standing on. Does that make sense?
Yes,
that's what you're standing on. You can tell people all day long, well, I'm believing God for this, and you don't have a scripture that's simply saying you don't have substance. And that's
all
simply
right.
saying you can't please God.
Mm-hmm.
You can't please God without brothers and sisters. That's why it's important. Everybody who ever died in faith, I mean, I don't care if it's Enoch, Abel, it doesn't matter. Noah, Abraham. I mean, I can go down the whole list. But he says this. But without it now, without faith, it's impossible to please him. So if you want to stay in God's secret place, you want to make that decision. You're going to have to make a decision to live by faith. And when you live by faith, you're living by the word of God. So that's something we want to really deal with this week, to make sure that that substance, you want to have that substance. Don't try to ask God to heal you if you don't have a scripture.
All right.
Now, I know people say, well, you know, I don't know if it's that technical. It is. It is that tight. It is that serious. If you want to please God now. Because without it, you can't please him. Without
Amen.
Faith, he says it's impossible.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
It's impossible. It ain't going to happen. That's the best way to understand impossible. Without faith, without Christ, since Christ is the author and finisher of our faith, he started this stuff. He know what's in the middle. He know what's at the end because he's the starter and he's the finisher. The Bible says he is the author and finisher of our faith.
Yes,
so if you don't remain in God's secret place, you're going to have to operate in faith. And when you get a chance, you read everybody. I'm not going to do it today. Let that be part of your research. Let that be part of what you do. But you get down there in the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews, and you'll look what was accomplished by faith.
Mm-hmm.
Everything ever accomplished, it had to be by faith, pertaining to the things of God.
Yes. Amen.
You have to operate in faith. The Bible said it was by faith that Noah was warned of God, of things that hadn't yet been visualized.
Mm-hmm.
But by faith, Noah, being moved with fear, did what God did. And I'm going to tell you, faith began to replace fear. But he went on and prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by which he condemned the world. See, I'm going to tell y'all something right now. This man looked over the situation and said, you know what? The world got it wrong. They trying to do something that only God can do.
Amen.
And for that reason, God gave him righteousness. Abraham, the same thing. How you think God... Abraham became righteous. It was nothing he did. It was his faith. By faith, when Abraham was called to go into a place which he should have to receive for an inheritance to obtain it, he went out not knowing whether he went. See, when you go with what the word of God say.
Amen.
Doesn't matter what everybody else say. Now, I can put Evangelist Renee on here. She'll tell you. The doctor told her, go and cut that foot off. She had friends, family members. I mean, because it was down to the white meat. It was down to the white meat. I saw that picture. Boy, that was one of the ugliest things. I couldn't believe it. And that girl, she stood on the word of God. She put her face out there. By his stripes, I'm healed. Every time she got on the broadcast, I had to let her say that. I mean, because if she didn't say that, things wasn't going to be right on this broadcast. She got on here and let us know that by his stripes, she will heal.
Mm-hmm.
She looked at the enemy. I'm trying to tell somebody that today. I don't know what you're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know what you got going on.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, you better put some faith to it. And
Amen.
Especially when you're talking about staying in the secret places of the Most High.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you do. You look to the hills. You make that decision that you're going to abide in the secret places. Now, if you're going to abide, that word means to live in. Set up resident. Not just go visit now. You can go visit and come on out. That don't mean you're abiding. You can go there and have lunch there, dinner there, but that don't mean you're abiding. In John 15:7, I'm going to ask Pastor to read that. In John 15:7, that's because I want you to see, brothers and sisters, you have, that's where your faith is. Your faith, this becomes your substance right here. Because you can always go back to God. Your word says that if I abide in you, that you'll give me the desires of my heart. Well, here's what I desire, because I'm going to abide in you. He says, if you abide in me and my words, catch that, my words, because that's your substance, my word abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you.
Amen. Amen. From the Message Bible. Anyone who, but if you make yourselves at home with me and my words are at home in you, you can be sure that whatever you ask will be listened to and acted upon. Amen.
Yeah. It will be acted upon if you'll abide. See, this word abide means to set up residence. Like for instance, you moved into a house and you plan on living there. You put pictures on the wall and you put, you might change the lighting. You may change the carpet. You may change the flooring because you're going to live there. You do things to live there. Well, what does that have to do with this? If you're going to abide in the word, you got to find some other scriptures. Every day, that's going to be your joy. The joy of the Lord is going to be your strength. That's your strength, baby. You're going to find other scriptures, and you're going to get excited.
Amen.
You're going to get excited. And then if you didn't do nothing, go to John 15. Let me show you this. I want you to see how this works. Jesus said, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that bears not fruit, he cut it away. And every branch that bears fruit, he purged it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now he says, now you are clean through the word of which I have spoken unto you, so abide in me, and I in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit of itself. Man, that ought to get you excited right there. He used a tree. He used something simple as going out there looking at a tree. Break one of them limbs off and see if it's going to live. It ain't going to make it. It ain't going to make it. Go out there and break one of them limbs off. And I'm going to tell you right now, when you break it off, it's dead. On what they call DOA, dead on arrival, is dead on arrival. The moment you break it off. That's why it's so important that you stay engaged in the Word of God. That's why it's so important that you find other scriptures, run references, cross references. Then you ask the Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit, teach me for a better understanding abiding in me. I want to stay in God's secret place. See, if you're going to make the decision to stay in his secret places, his secret place, you're going to have to do that, man.
Amen.
That's his secret place. Let me tell you what. I'm tell you why, and then I'm going to open it up for anybody have any questions. I'm going to tell you why God's secret place, because he said heaven and earth pass away before one jot of his word. Everything to go whoosh before his word fails. God's word ain't going to never fail. Never, never. It ain't going to happen. It ain't happening yet. That's why it's so important that when he says to us that we're to abide in his word, brothers and sisters. Mm-hmm. Listen, man, listen. He said, if you abide in me and my words, that's conjunction. It's got to do both of them. Now, that's how you do this.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll get to that. See, that's where faith come in. If you abide in me and my word abide in you.
Yeah.
It works together.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You don't make the coffee without the water. You need both of them.
That's right. Amen.
You need them both, mm-hmm. man. That's the way that works. Well, we're at the time now where anybody like to have any comments or anything you want to share, press one. But that's pretty much what we're going to talk about this week. It's about staying connected. And I'm going to tell each and every one of you guys, man, one of the greatest things you can do is make that decision to stay in God's secret place. And you're going to see that this week. You will get delivered.
Yeah.
Deliverance is there. You're going to be an overcomer. And when Satan bring that negativity toward you, like if he bring doubt, because doubt will try to creep in. Take spiritual action first, man, and take it fast. Get your shield of faith. Shield of faith, which is the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
You keep the word straight. And you slap Satan with it. You tell him, thus says the Lord, man.
Mm-hmm.
And see, you get rid of some of that creeping stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because I had the brother tell me, say, well, yeah, but the devil, he told me, well, who cares what he said? Oh, that's just a preacher. Just another preacher. I want you to get in mind that God is, he's protecting you on every angle. You can't get off from around it. Because he even got angels. You know, we talked about that a little bit last week. He got angels. Mm-hmm. He sent them to protect you. He sent them. And we'll pick up that on tomorrow. That you know that you got your own personal angel. Matter of fact, that's one thing we'll be thankful for. Lord, thank you for this angel that you got watching over me, protecting me.
Amen. Yeah.
Anybody else have anything you'd like to share? Press one. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But Pastor, I just want to read John 15:1-7 from the New Living Translation. And it says, I am the true grapevine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch of mine that doesn't produce fruit, and he prunes the branches that do bear, so they will produce even more. You have already been pruned and purified by the message I have given you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. For a branch cannot produce fruit if it is severed from the vine, and you cannot be fruitful unless you remain in me. Yes, I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who remain in me and I in them will produce much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me is thrown away like a useless branch and withered. such branches are gathered into a pile to be burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, you may ask for anything you want, and it will be granted. Amen. And it will be granted. Amen, amen. So just like you say, Pastor, we got to stay connected into the Word of God, allow God to be there for us and stand on the promises of God. Because I, too, remember Evangelist Renee's foot and what it looked like. And thank God that she found the scripture and she stood on that scripture. And you know what? She still stands on that scripture even to this day. So, you know, just her testimony alone encouraged me to stay in God's word and then stay connected. Don't be disconnected, because that's just like electricity. If your electric is not on, your lights are not going to be on either. So we have to stay connected. I like that. Abide in him, and he will abide in us.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, we got a few new people that listen in. I'm going to have to give Evangelist Renee one day, maybe this week, to give her testimony, because people that don't know that, they hadn't been around here a year or so. Don't know, but the woman got a powerful testimony, and we all watched it happen by her, on her face. Anyone else?
Amen.
Well, if not, hey, we'll see you guys tomorrow. For-